Welcome back to the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford. The regular season has come to a close, and we look ahead to the postseason. Before we talk about that, just want to get your thoughts on these last couple games of the regular season here. Ends up being a 36-32 loss at Algona to end the regular season. So still just the only one team in the state of Iowa that you've lost to on the year, but I understand this was a really close game. If you can kind of go back to that night and kind of describe that one from your perspective.
It was for sure a defensive battle. Two teams that really took away some things that the other team that does or did really well to keep it so low scoring, and just fundamentally it was hard to get either team to turn it over and get easy shots. They held our leading scorer to single digits. We held their leading scorer to nothing. And so it just was a very well-played game. Unfortunately, we came up on the wrong end of things. Very proud of the way the girls played. Proud of the way they did things. Just sticking to a game plan, knowing and understanding what needed to be done, being fundamental. They made two more buckets than we made. And they made free throws down the stretch when they had to keep the gap at four. So.
Well, when you take a look back at this regular season as a whole, I mean, holy cow, what a season it's been here for HD Cowgirls basketball, 19-2 on the season. And looking back on some of the history here on Bound, we've had a couple years in the relatively recent history, last 15 or so years, that you've had pretty good records. But 19-2, I mean, that's what a season it's been for your team. What kind of comes to mind when you think back on this regular season, all the accomplishments and all the success you've had this year so far?
We're a senior-led team who kind of had to go through the trenches. So when I think about this group of kids, their grit and their determination is what got them here. They had every opportunity to kind of throw in the towel and feel sorry for themselves when they were going 5-15 and 500, and they didn't. It was a group of kids that just kept working, kept bought into who we are, the way we wanted to play, the way we wanted to do things, and so they're kind of getting that payoff now. So I'm very excited for that group of seniors. We have some underclassmen who are getting a taste of that, and have that senior leadership that they've been exposed to, and will carry that over to future years and upcoming years. But just the two words that come to my mind is grit and composure is kind of what these girls played with this year, and they did it on the defensive end every single night in and night out. Some nights we made more buckets than other nights, but just very excited for this team and the way they came together to put a senior season together that they wanted to have.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out here on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford. Back on the Coach's Corner with Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford, Bulldogs will host Clear Lake in a first-round regional matchup here on Saturday night. And, Coach, it's a team that obviously another North Central Conference team, but you've beat them twice here in the regular season. Looking back at the scores, 35-29, low-scoring game, and then a little bit of a higher-scoring game, 53-36, but when it comes to getting ready to play these guys for a third time, tell me what you've been looking at as some of the key factors you're looking at going into this game with Clear Lake.
We got to rebound. They get a lot of second chance opportunities. They've got two post players that rebound the basketball very, very well. So as a team, we have to rebound. We have to limit those second chance opportunities. And we have to play defense. And that's what we've hung our hats on. We've got to make it difficult for their guards. We've got to create some turnovers. We've got to get points off of their turnovers. Be patient on offense is a big thing. Kind of take some opportunities that they give us, not live and die at the three-point line. Try to get downhill a little bit and then make good decisions once we get down there. Because, they're big. They've got a 6'4 post who just keeps getting better and better, and she's long. And so we just got to play team defense and know where what opportunities we can take on defense and what chances we can take. And other than that, we've got to stay disciplined.
Yeah, and when it comes to on the defensive end, again, I know that's where you guys have kind of hung your hat this season. When it comes to not even specifically for Clear Lake, but throughout the season, you know, when you're putting together those scouting reports for other teams, what are kind of some of the biggest factors you guys are looking at to make sure that you have your girls in the right place to defend at such a high level as they have, you know, pretty much all season?
Yeah, and I mean, the main thing is that they just have to have energy and effort. And that's what we talk about on the defensive end. They've got to have a motor. They've got to work hard. They've got to move as a unit, cover each other's backs, you know, and we take chances. We've got to rotate and get around. But also just understanding who the other team is. I think that this year these girls have done that a little bit better, just knowing, you know, what to try to take away from the opposing team to make things a little bit more difficult. So our scouting report has been a little bit more, I don't know if you want to say intense, but just these girls can handle it a little bit more this year when we talk about things we need to do to make the other team have more difficulties.
All right, and when it comes to navigating through the postseason here, of course, it's one game at a time here with Clear Lake, but if you guys are to, you know, continue to advance, what are going to be some of the biggest X factors here in the postseason to put together a deep run, especially looking at hopefully a week from Saturday, you're highly likely going to be taking a trip up to perennial state tournament contender Esterville Lincoln Central. So biggest X factors for your team from your perspective, if you guys are to really contend here in the postseason and, you know, knocking the door of the state tournament?
I mean, we're going to have to put up some points. We hang our hat on defense. The deeper you get, the more offensive teams get, the better all-around teams you're going to have. And so we're going to have to be able to score. You know, I said with Algona, I told the girls that if we get to 40 and we keep it the way we want, then we can win the game. And we got to 32. We needed 37. So we're going to play defense, but as it gets deeper into the year, we're going to have to hit some shots. We're going to have to shoot well. Make the shots that we need to make, you know, those high percentage shots we're going to have to make. So we're going to have to get a little bit better disciplined offensively and make some buckets. I trust our defense and what they're going to do.
All right, well, that's just about all the time we got, but that's Hampton Dumont Cowgirls basketball coach Miranda Stafford. Appreciate the time today, and best of luck here in the postseason.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, more of the Coach's Corner is coming up next.